Shit. With the sound of the lighter, you know another session's taking place here on High 502.
Happy Welcome. 420, everybody.
And it is a special, special podcast today because it is 420. And it's a beautiful day outside today in Sequim, Washington. We got the sun out. We got the buds out. We got the friends out. Let's get high, everybody.
I love it. I'm calling this thing High 502 Episode 3, Revenge of the RSO. You know it's a wake and bake session. We got tons of stuff to do.
Woo!
So we have a guest spot today. We are in the Terwilliger household.
Hey.
Getting high, hot boxing.
Yeah. Hot boxing.
Feeling it right now with our friends. So happy 420. We're going to start off right off the gate with a few 420 facts. What is 420? Well, friends, I've done some research and it finds out that four friends in California, I want to say it was San Rafael, California in the 1970s, they would meet by the statue of Louis Pasteur, the great pasteurization technique man himself, my friend, the scientist.
Whoa.
Yeah, look him up sometime. It'll blow your mind. Yeah, anyway, so they had this map, and they were trying to find this, like, patch of weed somewhere in their county, and so they would meet at 420 when all the teachers were not around and stuff. And so then they would go try to find this treasure map.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and so what happens is, it's like, well, then one of these guys, this is where the story starts taking different turns. It's like one of the guys is a roadie for the Grateful Dead, or one of them is a cousin of a roadie of a Grateful Dead member. But through that association and hanging out in that area, basically the Grateful Dead then took that association of 420 of looking for pot, and then it turned into 420 smoking some pot. Wow. You know? And so then that time, or just that event, it was another slang term that no one really knew. Only the cool kids knew about.
I see.
Now you see it's now a cultural phenomenon. So see, kids out there, do shit in your life, and maybe the entire world will try to mimic you. You know? Be the best... Oh, I'm sorry, Tina. Hold on. We can edit that out, right, Tino?
Yeah,
we can't. Friends, I need to tell you, Tino's feeling a little bit under the weather, so he's got this beautiful, smoky lounge singer voice he's rocking today.
Yes,
and he'll probably be coughing his fucking arse off, if I'm not mistaken.
No, you are not, sir.
Yeah, throughout this entire thing. We woke up today and we dusted a little bit of RSO. Tino, why'd we dust with RSO today?
Why? Well, because it gets you high as fuck. That's why.
Yeah! Best bang for your buck on the rec market.
$18.
$18 for 800 plus milligrams of THC. Full spectrum, I might add. Not just the THC, not just the CBD.
Ooh, man.
But all them compounds coming together, hitting them receptors.
Rick Simpson, a man.
Yeah.
An evil genius, if you will. This ain't your grandma's cookies, kids.
Yeah. Canada didn't bless us with Jim Carrey. They turned around and gave us Rick Simpson as well. Just like, bless your fucking heart, Canada. You know, and to Rick, a tip of my hat to you, sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Full
yes,
spectrum, sir. Baby. Full spectrum.
Woo.
Okay, well, what do we got on the show today? First of all, what in the hell are we smoking, Justin?
This is some Bell Ringer.
Some Bell Ringer.
Yeah, what it is by Kush Kush.
Nice.
And I went into Nature's Gifts and got it for, I think with my discount, it was one of the more expensive ones. I was going to go with that and some Soulshine. Soulshine was just a little bit less expensive. It was like $25 an eighth. But this was like $28.50 an eighth. Still not horrible.
$28.50 is not under 30 for some Bell Ringer.
But it is coming in at 28%. So,
and you know, we always say THC and everything, but you know, 28% ain't bad
overall. I mean, numbers ain't everything.
$28 you know? For 28%. But, I mean, you know,
I will say, I didn't really start feeling that RSO until we started smoking this fucker. Now I'm really feeling it.
Yeah, it's definitely a nice combo. I looked at Kush Kush. First of all, Kush is K-H-U-S-H. So Kush Kush, and then Kush is spelled out. Every stoner knows it should be K-U-S-H. So I looked them up on Instagram, you know, where we get all of our info here on High 502, guys. They got about 10,000 followers. Okay, and they told me that Kush, K-H-U-S-H, means happy in Hindi. So who knew?
Happy Kush.
And you know, it looks like they take a lot of love into their product. I scanned some of their pictures. And, you know, the costume jewelry's a nice touch, might I add. Psych! So I looked up Bellringer because I've never heard of it before. And it said it was, it looked like Bellringer was a cross between Nitro Candy and Wedding Crasher. Whoa. It looked like it was made by Symbiotic Genetics. So I looked them up. So Symbiotic Genetics, it said, I looked up the Wedding Crasher, and that was a mix of wedding cake and that purple punch, that Pheno 2 that we all love out there. And the Nitro Candy was a cross between Nitro Cookies and Platinum Candyland, which is like, yum, yum.
That sounds really good.
I'll love me some Candyland OG for sure. So Bellringer, Nitro Candy, Wedding Crasher, 28%. It's really getting me fucking stoned. And I will say the bud is so dense in the joint. Fucker just had to cut the joint in order to get the ash. The ash is like Ashy Larry's elbows.
It's holding up. It's holding up.
Ashy, I told you to take the trash can out.
Smoking. Exactly. Hey. Okay, so that's good. What else is new in the world of pot? Obviously, it's 420. You got any 420 fun facts you'd like to share with us, Tino?
I got some 420 fun facts. Not a fun fact. It's Hitler's birthday today.
I know.
That's not a fun fact.
No, it's the worst kind of fact it could ever be.
Actually, you know what? I'll just put the damper on it. Columbine also happened today as well.
Oh, okay. It did.
You should have heard that.
Yeah, it's really sad. You know where I was at 420?
Where were you,
check this out. So it was 420, and I got super high at lunch, obviously, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so hold on. Oh, hit that shit.
There you go.
Okay. So my routine was, I would jam down to Safeway, eat a corn dog and a pizza stick, then go past the high school up to where the national park begins, and there's this pullout. We'd all meet and get super high. I come back in from that event, and my fifth period class was office assistant. That kid who, like, comes and collects all the attendance back in the day.
Yeah,
goes and tells notes. That was my job, dude. I was so living awesome. The dream. But I get in there, and I sit down, and then, like, all of a sudden, every teacher comes and gathers in the office or whatever, comes and gathers around the television set, and we're seeing it live go down, you know? And then I see a sheriff's department and a police officer drive up, you know? And they're like, what should we do here? Are we locking this school down? Is this, like, an event that's occurring elsewhere? Like, you know, is this Red Dawn, basically? Commies float down?
No kidding, man,
you talk about the level of paranoia a 17-year-old stoner has in that moment when you're just watching kids jump out of buildings bloody, you know, and watching, you know, and knowing what was going on. Yeah, it was a real trippy time. Either way. You said it was Hitler's birthday, but you know what? There's other people's birthdays out there that are also born on 420.
True.
Okay.
One person whose birthday it is today is Killer Mike. Atlanta rapper. Awesome rapper.
Run the Jewels.
Run the Jewels. RTJ, baby.
I saw him once with Outkast. It was called the Smokin' Grooves Tour. And that was like 2002, 2003 maybe.
Okay.
So amazing.
Wow.
So amazing. Awesome. Yeah. They were having, and I didn't know who Killer Mike was at the time. I knew who Outkast was. But anyway, we were out walking back out, and of course, he's like super gigantic. I mean, he's a big guy. Anyway, I yelled, Killer Mike! And he threw both his hands up, like, what's up?
Yeah.
Way back in the day, 2003. So I've always, when I found out that like, he finally made it, and then he was still carrying on the same style, and how intelligent is Killer Mike?
He's
articulate, is
very
the thing.
Articulate.
You know? Anyway, happy birthday, Killer Mike.
Happy birthday. For all you American Horror Story fans out there, Jessica Lange.
Yeah,
it's her birthday. She's an amazing actor. Yeah. Stone Box.
Yeah, she went from MILF to GILF to double GILF.
Woo.
I think she has great grandkids. That's my prediction.
Double platinum.
Yeah, she's a great grandma. I like the fuck.
You might know a couple more people whose birthday's on 420.
Who that? Well, oh, me? You want me to carry this segment now? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Fucking the best bellhop ever. The best front desk agent in a New York hotel ever, Mr. Tim Curry. Rocky Horror Picture Show himself. Yeah. From Home Alone 2, Tino, that's the reference. He was the guy, the manager, trying to get Macaulay Culkin. Kick him out. Yeah.
Tim Curry scares the fuck out of me.
Does he?
His face.
Yeah, he's an interesting looking cat.
He's got a weird face.
Well, yeah, true. You know who I got him? I got him mixed up with the wizard from Harry Potter. That other guy.
Yeah.
Who's that guy? What's that guy's name?
Oh, gosh. Man.
No, come on. Not Tim Robbins. That's Shawshank Redemption.
Tim Robbins?
No, okay. We're losing this segment right now.
I think
now.
You're talking about Tim,
No.
Tom?
What, he Tom? Just died. He just died.
Oh, he just died.
Remember, he was Snape. Who's Snape's? What's his real
name?
No.
Did he die? Really?
He did, yeah.
Yeah, he died not Severus? Too long ago. That was Alan.
Alan Rickman.
Alan Rickman. Alan Rickman.
Yeah. I get Alan Rickman and Tim Curry mixed up all the fucking time.
Really?
So it's from here on out.
Face-wise?
Just everything. Body of work. Basically, I will say Alan Rickman in a Tim Curry movie. I will say Tim Curry in an Alan Rickman movie.
Tim Curry played Professor Snape.
Yeah,
see?
He did.
That fact right there. That's what we call hashtag fake news.
I would look
what
at
are you passing my way, sir?
A little Wapple from Kenna Organics.
Washington Apple from Kenna Organics.
Vaping.
Coming in at 86%, I believe.
Oh, yeah, coming in with the 1 gram cart. Shouts out to Canna Organics for getting the 1 gram carts
in.
Coming in always. And that's is a tasty hit.
Mm.
Yeah. Always. Every time.
Every time.
Okay. Enough chuchi on the pesto, right?
Mm.
No mas.
Don't eat those chachis.
Yeah. Okay, this joint is still going around, sir. Yeah, this bell ringer from Kush Kush. 28%. It's lasted for about 28 minutes. It's $1 a minute. I like it.
I love it.
Love it.
Well, let's keep it moving. Let's keep going forward.
Yeah, we said happy birthday to Tim Curry. We said happy birthday to Killer Mike and Jessica Lange. Hey. Andy Serkis. One more. I'm going to throw out Andy Serkis. You're like, who's that guy?
I have no idea.
Gollum from The Lord of the Rings.
No way.
Yeah, look up his body of work. Andy Serkis. Happy birthday to you.
So is he just like a super small guy? Or how'd that work on Gollum?
Well, I think he's a smaller guy. He's also got like the physical acting down. I believe he plays monkeys in the Planet of the Apes movies as well. I believe his physical body can be 3D rendered into an animal character. He's that good. Is what
like
I'm trying to say.
Contortionist.
Basically.
You imagine that guy just like sleeking through the woods.
Or like, you know, in New Zealand running through the marsh like Gollum would.
Yeah.
Like he was the model that they used. Really cool guy. Know him personally. Just
good
kidding.
Friends.
You got to smoke with.
Yeah, who else? So wait, did we ask Killer Mike for a shirt? Have we done that bit
no,
yet?
No, we have not.
Killer Mike, first of all, happy birthday once again.
Happy birthday, man.
We need shirts, okay? Someone got to send us some shirts someday. We need 2 XLs.
And
a double XL.
And
as always, a woman-sized medium.
Yes, we do.
Tina, we know you're going to wear it one day.
And also a vinyl, maybe signed.
Wow. Sure, fine, fuck it, whatever.
I want some goddamn music in my house.
Okay, it's time to take a dab, Tino. You ready to fucking dab?
My
that's
throat
the
says
end of the
no.
joint, so
perfect.
But
that's
I
a
say
perfect
yes.
segue. Perfect segue. Well, I got something good for you today. Tino, you let me know about something. And that
I did.
Was
did I?
Origins was having a 420 sale. So I stopped into Origins.
Wow.
Also known as Spark It. I don't know that relationship. Something I've never seen either when I walked in there. They have an origin. They're trying to do an Origins brand cannabis.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Where it's like weed you could only find at that store and it's got their brand name on it.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Right? Grown by either them or someone exclusive to them.
It's got
to
be a second company because you can't do both.
That is the first thing, mm-hmm. right? You can't hold all 3 licenses.
Not in Washington State.
Right? I don't even think you could do processor retail. I think retail is its own thing.
Yep.
And you can own the other two together. Exactly. So it's like, okay, what's up with that? So it made me intrigued. It was super busy in there. But you told me about live resin grams. I picked up a gram of Seattle Private Reserve lemonized live resin terp sugar, whatever the fuck. Woo! $20.
Wow.
$20.
Seattle Reserve?
Yeah, Seattle Private Reserve. I'm going to pass it around. It's right here. You can start sucking on it.
That's a high sniff. End. That's easily a $45 gram.
Woo! Yeah.
Easily a $45 gram for sure.
Oh, it's very nice.
For $20.
$20. Man. It said it had 86% THC and 6.9% terps. A mixture of lemonder and legalized OG. This Private Reserve gram was only $20. And I'm going to tell you, I've ate it several times. It's fucking good.
Wow.
Okay?
I love anything with lemon in it. I love anything with lemon in it.
Okay, so you're a lemon guy.
Oh, I love it. It's one of my favorite terpenes.
One of my favorite strains, Purple Nepal, as I spoke of. It has that lemon OG.
Oh,
or geez. Lemon skunk, one of those two in it. God, lemon skunk, when it first hit the scene. I was loving it.
Wow, this is a really cool dab piece that we're heating up.
The sound of the torch means the dab is heating up. Justin, why don't you tell us about this dab rig you got over here?
This is a dab rig that I picked up at Tobacco Emporium.
Oh.
Right down the street here in Squim, Washington. Go there for your bong needs. But it's got a, it's got a gonzo on the side of it.
Gonzo.
Yeah.
When you say that, it is a gonzo.
They're like a, what does George call him?
Oh, a gomer?
A gomer.
Thank you.
Its name is Gonzo, I'm sorry.
Okay, it's a bong's name is Gonzo.
The bong's name is Dr. Gonzo. It's because of the gomer.
It's got a mixture of this person's face and like symbols upon it. Mm-hmm. Stars, lightning, looks like
Fibonacci sequences.
Okay, excellent.
Spirals.
Yeah.
And,
it's quite lovely.
I've got a carb cap for somebody
cap
here.
Right here. Oh, no. No, you hit it first.
Okay. Yeah, alrighty.
Yeah. Get us started. You're like the unbiased third party. I've already hit that shit.
Okay. It smells really good.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not
got
bad.
Got like that citrusy smell.
Yeah, you know, lemon. And that's the thing about some lemons. I've noticed like it has a bit of, I don't want to say stem, but I want to say like plant, mm-hmm. earthiness.
Yeah.
You know, like it's got that. Sometimes, like, the golden lemons, you know, has that kind of hit to it, too, sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But it's almost like, I'm going to try to say the part of the lemon tree where it meets the plant. Have you ever seen a lemon tree?
I have
the
not.
The flowers are beautiful. So I want to say it's more botanical-esque.
Okay.
In that nature, as far as the plant matter flavor to
more
it.
More of
so.
The leaf.
Yeah.
Okay.
And just so you guys know, I have been doing... 85 seconds.
85
seconds.
On the cool down. But I heat it until it's like all completely red hot.
Yeah, clean nail every time.
Clean it. So, yeah, 85 seconds has been, well, between 80 and 85, depending. But, yeah, it's been treating me real well.
Right?
Hey,
Mr. Terwilliger.
You gotta waste it to taste it.
That's right. That's his motto. If you ain't wasting, you ain't tasting.
Well, ladies and gentlemen... With that low temp dab, a plus to that is not only do you get the great flavor, that dab will last you so long if you just keep slightly reheating, but even if some of it goes down the banger into the down stem, once you reclaim that reclaim, it's going to taste so good. It's going to taste amazing, just like the dab it.
The ASMR sound of the week, brought to you by Justin. Well, my man, a lot of people are waiting in line today. They're sitting there. I wonder what you're going to buy, kids.
I wonder.
What you in the market for? You buying that cheap half ounce? I heard some places got $20 half ounces.
$20 half ounces.
$40 an ounce? Are you kidding me?
Get out of town.
The black market must be shaking in their boots.
Some people are doing 60% off.
Yeah, cannot believe it.
our good friend Justin, he went to stop by Nature's Gift this morning, and he said he saw around 30 people. Mind you, ladies and gents, this podcast is a lot earlier than normal. Hmm. This is a 10 o'clock podcast.
Wake and bake.
A wake and bake.
Yeah.
And that means that there were people, and that store opens up at 8 o'clock in the morning. So that means that there was probably 30, plus I'd probably imagine 40, 50 more by 9.
Yeah.
Which is absolutely ridiculous. They might run out of product today.
They're going to have some sales, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
But what are people buying? They're buying just whatever they normally get. I see a lot of older folks going into the stores, so I wonder about them. But why don't you tell us? You can find us on High502Guys on Instagram. You also have us on High502Guys@gmail.com. Is that correct, Tino? High502Guys@gmail.com. Tell us what you bought today. I would love to hear. That way we'll review more products.
Yeah.
How about it?
I would love it. I would love it. And questions. We are always looking to get questions asked.
Yeah. I don't think we've had a real email yet, have we?
No, we have not. Unfortunately.
Damn.
Unfortunately.
Damn. Email game is weak, man. We got to do something about that.
Quick, ladies and gents, if we got to knock on your doors and tell you to email us, we will. But don't.
It's an old-fashioned.
Don't let us come to that.
Way to ask you.
Don't let
knock
us come to that.
Knock on your door, get face-to-face, and then say, get on your computer and email me.
Right now.
Why wouldn't we just ask them their question right then and there?
Right. Because it's all about the instillment of, hey, you have to.
Well, listen. I love making artisan bread, okay? What if we made artisan bread, and then we wrapped it in some paper, and on the paper it said, high502guys@gmail.com. Breadgrams, dude. What if we just, then we could knock on people's door and go like, and they come
Hello?
Out, fresh bread.
I love fresh bread.
Brought to you by high502guys@gmail.com.
I'll send an email right now.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully they're not gluten intolerant, because then they'll be like, oh, these fucking assholes.
We'll have an assortment.
Yeah. What? I don't do gluten-free breads. Just don't eat bread. If you're gluten-free, I'll wrap it in a corn tortilla or lettuce. I'll do a lettuce bun.
Oh, lettuce wrap.
Shit, crunch for days. I use the white part, so it's like, you know, I also won't do leaf on you. Like, leaf lettuce. I won't do that to you. I'll get you romaine crunch on the bun. You'll be like, oh, shit. I'm never going to eat a bun again.
Can you trust romaine, though?
Hey, you can trust romaine.
Are you sure?
100%. Romaine is trustworthy. That's just one of those things that happens when people shit and don't wash their hands. It happens. Mm,
yeah.
Isn't that how it gets on there?
I mean, something like that.
In my restaurant experience, that E. coli has always been like that. Listeria is something else. Botulism is a bad thing, but E. coli is just that. You know, people say that you can put cow shit on a piece of kale and still call it, like, organic. Still call it all natural.
Holy.
Because that's an organic matter that's put on it. So it's like, really, does that make it clean? I don't know. Does it make it healthy? I don't know.
I wouldn't think so.
People eat mushrooms.
Either way.
My idea of healthy is different.
Just insulted my imaginary burger, man. Saying I'm feeding you shit, stain, romaine lettuce. And there's a farmer out there listening right now. It's like, God damn it, I told you we shouldn't stick with romaine. Fuck, man. Let it go. Y'all know you eat bag lettuce. That had worms in it once.
Ooh.
This has been apple cases and potato famines. Don't worry about it. We'll get through this.
We will.
Yeah, we're getting
there. Got me all goddamn mad right before my dab. Is 85 seconds past for you, sir?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You doing timers?
It's pretty hot.
No, it's just your heart and your mind.
Yeah, I do this over it until it doesn't really burn me a lot anymore. You know, it doesn't feel hot.
Good luck. I've been camping on this vape pen, sorry. Oh, Tino, your voice is going to be so bad tomorrow. Well, I think there are ourselves kicking in. We're all pretty silent right now. Pretty chill.
I'm just watching Tino take a dab.
Pretty chill. Tino, what kind of RSO? Never mind. Balls deep in that. I bought Skagit Valley RSO.
Skagit Valley?
Skagit Valley, yeah. I go for indica based. Ooh. I was doing the sativa, but I started getting anxiety attacks and uncontrolled anger, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, to be honest, I was sitting at my place of employment just waiting to punch one of my coworkers in the face. And I was like, Ryan, why do you feel this way? You know, like, these are just manufactured feelings inside of your soul. Like, what's the real problem here?
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, wait, I've been eating fucking pure sativa for, like, 2 weeks straight. And now I'm just, I'm fidgety, and I got anxiety, and I've got anger at everything. So,
you know? It makes sense.
So I stopped doing it. Instantaneously wanted to punch Laura a little less in the face. That's my shout out to Laura of the week. I'm gonna do it. Okay. Well, that.
Fuck shit.
Okay. Okay. While we're doing this lemonized live resin from Seattle Private Reserve, thank you for heating this up.
Oh yeah, sorry.
No, it's fine. I didn't see the torch. Let's talk about this scored marijuana that you purchased as well, because I'm really impressed with what I'm smelling here. And you guys picked up an eighth of this maraschino gold flower from Scored.
So delicious.
Man. Oh, it smells incredible, honestly. It says it's from a Gas Genetics line of what they used to call Twizzler. It's kosher, tangy, and cherry pie. God, does it not just smell like cherries? I mean, they say CBD has that similar construction as far as what a cherry tastes like, or the cherry flavoring, and what it is very similar. So, yeah, their boys in extracts were saying sometimes that's why CBD tastes like cherries.
Really?
If they can't breed it out of it. It's like a molecular thing. But I've never smelled it, and I mean, it's right there as far as smelling like cherries. Yeah, go ahead, man.
Let me get a nose on that. Let me get a nose.
And you know what's cool about that? They got a QR code on the back of their thing, so you can look up. And Confidence Analytics is the company it goes to for a full spectrum and breakdown of the product.
Wow, that's crazy.
I've been noticing that a little bit more lately as a QR code.
I think it's a full way to give customers all the information without having to put it on a sticker.
Mm.
You can just have an app. Now, I mean, QR code apps are not as maybe popular as they should be, but...
Well, you know what? It's really nice to be able to go and look up that QA. Because some companies aren't doing it right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, they're not. Some people are corrupt as fuck.
Yeah, they are.
And some owners are business owners. They're not potheads who know their product. So you can definitely get shenanigans involved if you don't listen to High 502, guys.
This is not a bashing people. We don't want people to die within the next 10 years because of some related thing to dabbing on a lesser quality of a cannabis product.
Mm.
And then people blame that on smoking cannabis. That would really make a pretty bad mark on the weed industry, on the weed culture.
Well, you need perfect cannabis. How do you get perfect cannabis? You either give it the perfect conditions or you manipulate something in order to prevent the bad stuff from happening. So, you know, what can you spray on there? What kind of products can you use? It's a very short list, but all you have to do is just not tell anybody that you're using it.
Yeah.
Honestly, right? And the fact is, just the QA is not enough to prevent bad products from being on the shelf. It's not. You can get Eagle 20W in your fucking concentrates real quick, or sulfur in your terp crystals if you're not careful.
Yeah.
It can happen, you know? And so it needs integrity and honesty. And, you know, there's some of that stuff left in the world, but, you know, money kind of changes a person's ideology sometimes.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. So.
I heard talk of moldy dabs. Somebody took a gram back to the store because it had mold in it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, make sure you know what you're smoking, man.
My buddy told me that he did a QA test on a gram of wax, and there was massive amounts of Eagle 20 in it. Yeah, and this is like a product that people buy all the time, which is why I'm saying, like, don't sell that to people because people are going to be end up getting some sort of illness. They're going to, hopefully not.
I'm
assuming they would say it's
delicious.
Because of the concentrate.
It's nutritious.
Yeah.
I'm high as hell. I'll be honest.
Are you going to be honest with me?
I'll be straight up with everybody in this room right now. I am high as hell.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even 12. Not even noon.
No. It's 10:54, my friend.
Wow.
And you are officially stoned. I think I'm high because I keep hitting this ring. Like, it's so smoky in here. I'm like, am I making more smoke? Okay, perfect.
All right, what is next on the agenda?
You guys, that was pretty much it. We got a lot. I don't know. We got a lot done in a short amount of time.
We did.
I didn't want to do news because it's a celebration today.
It is.
Plus, we're only 30 minutes deep. We got 2 minutes. We can wrap this bitch up in 2 minutes if we wanted. Or we could all sit here high on RSO and try to figure out how to carry it another 30.
Well, you know what we haven't.
We could.
Yeah. You know what we haven't had?
What?
We haven't heard a story from you yet, Clock.
I told you about the thing today. I don't know.
Kind of, but...
You know, like, what do you mean? Let me think about that one. Because I don't really have too much on my agenda. You know, usually that thing, it sparks.
Yeah.
You know, like a conversation.
I got a question for you.
Yeah, what's up?
What's the highest you've ever been on edibles?
On edibles? Well, I got a 500 milligram Rice Krispie treat once.
Yeah.
From Captain Cosmics back in the medical days. And my plan was to, like, watch Fantasia with the kids, okay? Because, like, they were still super young or whatever. And I was like, fuck it. They'll fall asleep in 10 minutes like they always do, right? And then I'll just be dosed out of my mind watching Fantasia. This will be great. And then my wife, who was my girlfriend at the time, was like, well, I've never done an edible. I was like, well, here, take one bite, you know? One bite. And that's that, first of all, that did her in. She projectile vomited all over my stomach.
Oh, shit.
She's like, I don't feel good. Just like an endless stream. And like, no warning. You know, it's like, on the couch, chilling too. Of course, my son, like, it hits him in that perfect spot, like, right here, like, right in the eye cavity. What splits it like Moses did the red. So it was everywhere. And so she spent the rest of the night on the back porch with a sleeping bag on her, just like shivering in the night, just like, oh God, when's it gonna be over?
Oh shit, dude.
But, and then so anyway, so then you have to explain to your kids why, you know, your girlfriend's throwing up uncontrollably. You know? So
she never did edibles again.
No, she hasn't touched them since. Never
I knew
will.
It, dude.
Never will. And I just basically, like, sweated and tried to work myself through it.
Oh, God.
I will say the highest I've ever been, I think someone put some PCP into my weed.
Mm.
Because I had this neighbor guy, his name was Rick, and here it comes. Here comes the story now. So here comes Rick, right? Rick is, like, toothless, methed out, but he's, like, a good soul. You know what I'm saying? So, like, my parents, like, he lived right next door to my parents, and he lived in this trailer, and so he would, like, borrow him tools and stuff like that. He was always like, oh, I'm going to do this, rah, 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 you know? But anyway, we smoked some weed, and he was a big ICP fan, by the way. Shout out to ICP.
Juggalo homies.
Free Fago!
Yeah.
Cotton candy.
Moon mist. Yeah.
Oh, you guys know flavors? God damn it. I want root beer. Isn't the Fago tradition root beer?
Yeah.
Doesn't LaCroix and Fago owned by the same person? Does that mean LaCroix is like fancy Fago?
Shaggy Too Dope?
Dude, Shaggy Too Dope. You're drinking Shaggy Too Dope juice. Fucking LaCroix fans. Anyway, so Rick smoked me out one night as we were listening to The Great Malenko. When I went home, I was like, just in my bed, just like, oh God, I'm overdosed. And I came within like 1 second to like walking into my parents' bedroom and saying like, I'm too high, like, take me to the hospital and stuff, because I was visiting, because I was living in Wyoming at the time. Rick also was the guy, he owned this piece of property in, I think, right below Astoria, Oregon.
Okay.
And there's this type of mushroom where the forest meets the ocean. It's the little UFO. And I've read it 1,000 times, but I'm going to butcher it now. It starts with an A. It's azorizosense or something. And they're real tiny. But boy, he would come back to the Olympic Peninsula with garbage bags with them.
Fuck!
Garbage bags. And I have never tripped so hard in my life than I have on these mushrooms. And I was in high school, so of course he sold me ounces of this stuff. I dosed half this fucking peninsula with those azorillisins. Yeah, and if you look them up, yeah, it's this little strip of Oregon, but goddamn are those mushrooms the most amazing experience. They're the ones that you see like purples and blues and like things like iridescent shapes and stuff like that. They were really good.
Astoria, Oregon.
Look for the forest of Astoria, Oregon, and look for the azurizosens or whatever. Anyway, he sold me fucking basically half a garbage bag's worth of fucking mushrooms. Jeez. One night in the darkness. Basically just in the darkness, and I fucking dosed everybody with those things. What? Yeah. So anyway, Rick, shout out to Rick. I know he's not alive. I know that his girl Carrie is now while she walks the streets of PA just super fucked up. They've lost their kids. I don't know.
R.I.P.
It's a terrible thing, but you know, for that time that I knew him, boy, he fucking corrupted me. For sure. And at the end of it, I thought definitely he put some PCP on that weed that night. Because other than it just being the most strongest sativa known to man, you know? Because I cry every time I smoke Jack Herrera. I end up crying.
Oh, wow.
I tried. I do too. The flavor is so amazing. And for a while there, like, I can converse and be articulate and stuff, but eventually I'll just be like, oh my God, I miss my girlfriend from 2001. And just like, or like, I'll just think about my kids getting hit by a car or something stupid. You know, just like, you just go into a trip and it affects you emotionally. Like, thank you, Jack. Wow. You motherfucker.
Wow.
Yeah. So what else you got for me now, Tino?
I got a story for you.
Round table. Here we go. Do it.
You said your wife's first time eating edibles.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to tell my first time eating edibles. Because I'd like to think it's one of the better stories that I can tell than I have under my belt. I was in sophomore. I think I was 16. Must have been 16, maybe 17. And my best friend, Mallory Skirbeck, shout out to Mallory, was like, hey, bro, my brother's made these brownies, pot brownies. Do you want one? I was like, hell yeah, I want one. I've only smoked weed, you know? I definitely want to take a brownie. That's, to me, at that time, was like a symbolic thing as a stoner was, hey, man, you want a brownie, you know, to eat a brownie? And I was super excited. I was like, yeah, fuck yeah. So at lunch, we went over to her house, which was like literally a block away from mine. And she cuts me out. I kid you not. Probably like a brownie that big. Pretty decent sized brownie.
Okay, he's showing me a 2.5 inch by 2 inch brownie.
Yeah.
Nice little rectangle.
Yeah. And I ate it real quick. See,
you ate the whole thing?
I ate the whole thing.
Ladies, oh, shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have no self-control, and I will...
It's so good.
...take it to the extreme. Well, and I also... No one, especially the first time, really knows what to do with edibles. You see the whole thing, you figure you eat the whole thing. I mean, that's me, at least. I ate the whole thing, and she goes, did you already eat that? And I was like, yeah? She goes, holy fuck. And I was like, I'll be fine. I've been smoking for like a year. Yeah, I'll be good. Yeah. So we drive to Grandview, get ourselves a Mountain Dew and something to eat. And we go back, and obviously I'm super impatient. And so we're not even, you know, 10 minutes, 20 minutes. I'm like, look, if this doesn't hit me, I'm going to be really pissed. Like, you owe me $5. And basically I was just like, fuck it. Like, you better give me this $5, because if this doesn't hit me, I'll be pissed. So, I park in the upper parking lot. We make our way down to the 400 hall. She doesn't have math with me. And so I walk into Mr. Rechtdahl's class, and I sit in the back. I sit in the very back right corner, right next to a window. It was, I think it was May, because soccer had already started. I was on the soccer team. And I remember I was in his geometry class, and I fucking sucked at geometry. I was not doing good in his class at all. And we were doing a quiz that day that I had forgotten about before I even took this edible. So I think around halfway through class, and I'm looking down at this fucking quiz, and I can hear people from across the room whispering. I can just hear everyone whispering in this room. I don't know what's going on. And I can just feel myself sweating profusely. Like, really hot. I was like, what the fuck? And I haven't talked to a soul at all. Even though I had friends in that classroom, I didn't talk to anybody. And I'm looking down at this paper, and I suddenly realize I had not written down any answers on this quiz at all. It was a blank piece of paper. And somehow when I looked back at the clock, there was like 5 minutes left in class. I was like, what the fuck? So
you got lost in the void.
What I did was I had just wrote down just random fucking numbers as answers. Just random answers on this quiz. And I went turned it into Mr. Rechtdahl's desk. He looked at my paper and kind of looked at me and goes, are you sure you want to turn this in? And I was like, yep, I'm sure, I'm done. And he goes, okay. And so I go back to my desk and I'm just waiting there. And I tell my friend Cora, I was like, Cora. She was like, what's up, dude? She was like my best friend in that class. And I was like, I am fucking high as fuck right now and I don't know what to do. She goes, oh shit, what'd you do? And I was like, I ate a fucking edible. I had a brownie. And she looked at me, she goes, oh, you're gonna be fucked. And that didn't fucking help me at all. So I was just like, oh, okay. So I'm high as fuck. But I thought, okay, it's just weed. Like, I'll be good.
Yeah.
And so the bell rang. It's and just weed. I had Spanish next. Spanish was my last class. And I had Mrs. Snipe. And she was a sweetheart. So I wasn't too worried about getting in trouble because she was pretty oblivious. And I went to class and I'm sitting there waiting. I got there before everybody because I was just fucking just so, I don't know. I was just waiting. And my buddy AJ, who was also like a delinquent, he came in and he sat next to me. And I talked to him about my situation and how high I was and shit. And he goes, well, fuck, man. Are you thirsty? And I'm like, yeah, I'm really fucking thirsty. What do you got? And he goes, here, I got this fucking Cascade Ice. I hate Cascade Ice. I've always hated them. I don't know why I chose to drink this.
Yeah.
And it was, I drank it. And class started, and I can still hear people whispering, which is what I really hated. And in this class, there was a bunch of popular kids, and they were just fucking just whispering about, like, the weirdest fucking, or the dumbest shit. And half, like, not even halfway through class, 10 minutes in, I really have to go take a piss. But I was, like, so afraid that if I had asked Miss Snipe to go to the bathroom, she would have known that I was high, and she would have, taken me to the principal's office. Yeah. So I was like, dude, I don't know what to do. I was like, I need to go to the bathroom, but I don't want to ask her. And he goes, no, just ask her, just ask her. And then I was, I think I procrastinated, like, another 10 minutes before asking her. And then by this time, my stomach started to hurt really bad. And I was like, fuck. I was like, I really need to go to the bathroom. I was like, and so I like, she was at her desk, and that's where I felt comfortable to ask her, because I didn't want to like talk in front of everybody, because I didn't want them thinking about how high I was.
Right.
So I went back, and I was like, Senora Snipe, can I go to the bathroom? And she was like, of course. So I go down to the bathroom, I take a piss, I go to the stall, and my stomach just starts, is just upset. And I remember, I was in the stall and I opened up the lid and I just puked my guts out and it's red and I'm high as fuck and I'm fucking on my knees, just head on the toilet, and it's all red and I'm so high, I'm like, holy fuck, this is all blood. I'm like, how much fucking blood I'm losing. And I'm in the bathroom for 15, 25, for the rest of class. I texted AJ, look, I'm not going back to class, dude. I need you to bring me my stuff. Well, there's some kid that comes in, man, and he doesn't know I'm in there. And this guy is taking a shit. And then I can smell his shit. And it makes me throw up even more. And I'm just puking and puking. And this guy goes, are you all right? I just puked somewhere, and I was like, yeah, I'm fine. So the bell rings. It felt like an eternity. AJ brought back my backpack and my binder, and I was like, thank you, dude. He goes, you were right? I'm like, I have no idea, dude. I'm so high. I texted Mallory. I said, you motherfucker, I'm so high right now, bro. I'm fucking puking up blood. And she's like, what? She puking up blood? And then I remember, I was like, ah, fuck, I had a red Cascade Ice. And that's what made my puke red. It's because it was like Cascade Ice.
It was just a bad trip for you.
And that's not the end of it. And I go up the stairs. And, you know, class has ended in, like, 10 minutes, and I'm like, I'm not fucking going to soccer practice. There's no fucking way in hell I'm going to be able to go. And so I walk up, like, to the 9th hall, or up those stairs, and they have these stone benches, like, right in front of the classrooms. And I remember I fucking sat down, I kind of gathered my breath, I fucking smell like weed, I smell like puke, and I just look like I've gone through a lot. And I remember Senora Snipe, she's, like, coming out of her classroom. And my name in Spanish was Javier. And she goes, oh, Javier, how are you doing? And I look at her, and I puked right in front of her. I was like, I'm sorry, my stomach didn't feel very good. She's like, oh, it's okay. It happens all the time. She's very understanding. So I walked up to my car in the upper parking lot. I closed the door. Puked. I opened the door again, puked one more time, passed out in my car. When I woke up, I saw all my soccer teammates just walking back to their car, and I was like, all right, it's time to go home now. And I saw my friend as I was leaving. His dad was driving him home, and my eyes were red as fuck. And his dad is just here looking at me like, this guy's high as fuck. And Landon was like, why didn't you go to soccer practice today? And I know his dad just like, it's fucking high as fuck. That's why. And I was like, yeah, I just wasn't feeling that well. And his dad was like, make sure you make it home all right, Tino. And I was like, you got it. And I made it home just fine. And yeah, that was the first time I ever did edibles.
Wow.
That was crazy. Yay.
It was crazy.
Yeah, good story, man.
Yeah, that was a good story.
Yeah.
And yeah, that... the smell of that shit would have made me puke, too. So, Clock, what are you doing at the dispensaries today, bud?
Well, we got some fun stuff coming along. The RCW doesn't allow us to give anything away for free unless it has educational material on it.
Mm-hmm.
So we've come up with a poster to give people to hang up in their session rooms, their smoke shacks, their laboratories. So that has some biochemistry and terpenes. We're trying to reach out to people as a company, which is really cool, about the individual biochemistry of this product, how it reacts differently to people. So so there's a lot of that. I made up a jumbo batch of my super bubbles. Nice. So I'm gonna be rocking bubbles, making big bubbles for people, just trying to rope people over to our table. We have products at Canna Organics that are terpene based and very flavorful.
Mm-hmm.
The vape carts is what I'm talking about. And so they taste just like apples and grapefruits and all that shit. So our bosses have allowed us to do live fruit pipe carvings, fruit demonstrations. So I'll be making apple pipes, and I got, all sorts of nails and shit to put into pineapples and cantaloupes and other fruit products, so that's pretty sick. We won 4 dope cups last year. Best overall CBD product, or best overall most potent isolate, I believe, and then you have best CBD, and then you had best vape cart, which was blackberry.
Yeah.
And then you had best outdoor indica, mm-hmm. I believe, right?
Indica dominant.
For do-si-do.
Yeah.
So it's like, damn.
We had runner
so
up.
We're going to take a couple of those out there and let you get your picture taken with one.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty
nice.
Sick.
You're going to have the dope cups there?
Yep.
We are.
Sweet, awesome. Dude. That's pretty cool.
Rock those bitches. I mean, they're sick as fuck. They're heavy. So if you come by and grab one, holy crap, be careful.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we got to be saying all day. And what else? I guess there's also a conversation about the amount of waste with it being Earth Day on the 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
And how there's, waste stands for we acknowledge that trash exists,
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we acknowledge shitty trash exists. I don't remember. I had it in the car dialed in, but we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just want to say there's a place for repurposing it and recycling all this stuff, so mm-hmm. our carbon footprint is stoners,
Yeah.
Used to be the days where you'd get sandwich bags, and then you could put sandwiches in it afterwards or something.
Yeah.
Or, like when you first started, got a jar, remember you had a Nug jug with a cork on it, and then you just put your eighth into that one particular vessel, but now there's whole sorts of vesicles that hold all sorts of shit, so... I know, as a stoner, I have a large collection of some of that shit, so I just want to breach with people like, hey, like, let's find ways to, like, reduce this somehow and talk to our distributors and our pot barred bud tenders and say, hey, let's reduce it somehow.
No
off
kidding.
The top of my head, I don't know how, but there's a way.
Well, what I like what you did is you turned those three little dab containers into like little spice jars.
Yes, I super glued the lids of concentrate jars, and so when we had a 3-pack, I called it my when you're backcountry, space is limited. So it had my salt, my pepper, and my favorite, my cayenne, you could also do like some sort of Chinese spice blend, so you can make your top ramen in the backcountry super dope,
mm-hmm.
or just a smidge of sugar if you're trying to be low sug. I'm trying to be.
Yeah. You're going to be great at surviving when the end comes.
Yeah. I mean, I hope so. When all the electricity goes away, and when all the cars stop working, and when Safeway's out of food, what kind of a survivor are you going to be?
Mm-hmm.
I want to be able to eat and to be able to hunt. And I'm late to the game. Yeah. Some families have this already institutionalized, where they learn this shit from the get-go. But you know? Mm-hmm. My family was not, and that's okay, because some families are like that, but... Well, yeah, you know what inspired me? The Hunger Games. Ooh. Katniss! Because I see a future where, you know, you are separated, and some people have something, and others don't have anything, mm-hmm. you know? Think of all the films, they're all based on that concept, so...
Yeah.
You know?
I'm thinking of, you know, like, recycling-wise, for, like, all these... cannabis.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, bro. Getting back to that, yeah.
And I'm thinking...
Captain Planet.
You know, I think it'd be really dope. You know those Dorado Farm, like, jars?
Mm-hmm.
They have the glass bottoms. That'd be sweet if you, like, had a collection of them. And you just flip them upside down so the glass was on top, and you could maybe make, like, a table and put, like, a top on them. You're talking
so tabletops, yeah?
Yeah, tabletops.
Making furniture.
Yeah, yeah, furniture-based.
Yeah, I think that'd be pretty sweet.
That would be sick. What were we just talking about, though?
What were we just talking about?
Yeah.
We're talking about the end.
Yeah.
Oh, the end of times. End of times. Yeah. Okay. So for this specific, for this area specifically, when I worked for the hospital, they said, if the Hood Canal Bridge goes out and 101's, you know, the loop is broken,
mm-hmm.
we're on our own. If the disaster comes and it affects Seattle and Tacoma and us, FEMA said they will not be here for 14 days.
Yeah.
14 days. And we get our water supply by people putting them into reservoirs in Port Angeles and systems. When those fail, you have how much fresh water before you need to go search it out. So they say fill your bathtub is what they said. Because that's 200 gallons of or fresh water. Or something like that.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah, most bathtubs or whatever. So they even sell at Swain's like the bathtub, like the emergency bathtub PVC liner. Looks like a giant waterbed bladder or whatever. You can fill it up. That way it's not just open air.
But. That's nuts, man.
But you know what's not nuts is celebrating 420.
No, yeah. It's not.
So it's been really fun today, you guys. Coming to your house. Thanks so much for hosting us. Getting up. Your house is beautiful, by the way. So thanks for letting us come smoke here. And boy, the RSO got me kind of by the balls for a half a minute. How about you?
Yeah, it did.
Ooh-wee! Best bang for your buck.
We got something else here.
What?
What is this gram here?
Oh, that is Grape Ape Live Resin. Didn't we review that last time, or?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember. So, yeah, you're more than welcome to take a hit of it. It's delicious at low temp. So, it actually has a grape flavor to it, which I found that most grapes, it's hard to come by.
Yeah, it is.
You know?
It's really hard to get that grape.
That grape flavor. Actually has a hint of grape to it.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I love it.
You want to dab at this one?
Yeah, let's trade. What do you got?
That is the OG Chem... live resin from Dabstract.
So gassy. That smells really good. That was from Stud Horse Mountain, whatever. Stud Horse Mountain, been there several times.
Well, I'd love to trot.
Yeah, you're a trotter. I knew it. Okay.
Yeah, let's hit this.
We're wrapping this show up. Remember, we still are not sponsored, independently produced, and owned, and we will not sell out at all. Until it's time to sell out. Mm-hmm. And we are for sale. Don't forget that. Always.
But what are you don't come cheap.
No, exactly. Mm-hmm. We're not beggars. We're choosers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We're choosing who we're going to accept to sell out to.
Yeah, we will.
No compromises.
Nope.
Until we sell out. What are you doing with the rest of your day, Tino, that's stoner-based?
Well, I will be accompanying you at the Bender Day. I will also be doing I guess we will be at the Brothers Gemini tonight at 9 o'clock, me and a few other co-workers, and we're going to be on the dab bus, just kind of promoting canna to other people. You're getting, I guess, more of an audience, you know, maybe try to branch out to the younger people or to whoever. And then after that, I've got a concert that I am going to be a part of. We're going to be doing one song only.
Black Eyed Peas, huh?
I got a feeling.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, sick. Don't tell anybody what it is. Make them come down and see it.
It'll be at the Meta Room.
Meta Room. I know. God, it's gone through some changes, hasn't it, the Meta Room? I don't know. It's got to turn up the beat. Oh, yeah.
Oh, the Changes Within.
Yeah, there used to be a bar called Delaney's right there. And so there was a restaurant, and there was this giant window all throughout the middle of the bar, you know, where the liquor bottles are. Mm-hmm. And you used to be able to order, like, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and it used to slide through the window and stuff. God, it was great. Yeah, and there's a 24-hour restaurant on the other side, so you could, like, after the bar closed, you just go over there to the next side and just be shit-faced and drink coffee and smoke cigarettes and eat gross food. Wow. Gross food.
Wow. Yeah. What made it gross?
You know, just the quality. Oh. Just like, okay, fryer oil that's not, you know, fryer oil that's old and it's not clean and, you know, the omelets are just like, ugh, this is gross. You know,
yeah. Nothing good. Well, that sounds like a horrible experience.
Yeah, the meta room, it was also called something else, but I can't remember off the top of my head.
Has it just all been bars there? Really?
It's a bar venue.
Yeah, then it was a sports-related bar. I believe it was, like, lots of dartboards, pool tables, and all sorts of shit. Sports-themed, for sure.
Weird. Does it seem like Meta Room's been the most popular?
What was it before the Meta Room? Has it always been called the Meta Room?
I have no idea.
Then, yeah, I'm going to say that. Sure thing! This OG cam is amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah, Dabstract knows their shit. Years.
Have we confirmed Dabstract is Fat Panda?
Yeah.
I think okay. so, yeah.
That's their lab. I think Fat Panda themselves is just like the farm. But
Dabstract's like a sister company. Kind of, they're owned by the same place.
Yeah. You know, do you want any of this?
Sure.
It's fucking good.
Yeah, it tastes really good, dude.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yes, sir. But, yeah, that wasn't too expensive. I mean, with my discount, I think it was like $25.
Dabstract is super reasonable.
Yeah.
Well, Tino, this is it.
Yes, it is.
On behalf of High 502 guys, I personally want to say thank you for joining us today.
I do too.
Thank you for making the trip down here.
Of course.
We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Yeah, we will.
Okay, shalom. Happy 420.
Shalom. Happy 420.
Drive safe, everyone.
Yeah.
Don't get popped.
Don't smoke and drive. It's a good thing you guys have a designated driver to drive you around all day.
Yeah, remember, it's Saturday. If you get picked up by the cops today, you ain't leaving till Monday.
At the earliest. That's right, Tuesday.
That's right. So don't get caught.
Think
be
before you drive this day.
Okay.
They will be looking for you.
I hate long goodbyes, so just say bye.
Bye.